Colleen and Kurt. What Des Moines sounds like.
Star 102.5.
Month of October has become one of the biggest months of the year for weddings, and so we were talking about strange things you saw at a wedding.
Mm-hmm. Like when I married John and Carrie. John was from England, and when he got excited, his English accent would get really thick, and I wouldn't always be able to understand him, so he told me something in confidence right before the ceremony. I didn't know what he said. He's like, I'm like, yes, got it, John. See you up there.
Of course. So sounds like you.
So sounds like me. Conversation over, we're all good. And I get up there, and he comes down, and he looks around and says, where are the doves? And I'm like, the doves? Where are the doves? What are you talking about? It's like, that's what we talked about. Can you bring down the doves? And so we sent back a groomsman to go get some doves. This was unbeknownst to the bride. So we set out the little boxes. No cues have been given, though. So I say, you may kiss the bride. He kisses the bride, and John turns to the crowd and goes, doves! No doves are being released because no one knew the cue. So we open up the boxes.
I've been the bag going, I think we're getting chocolate.
I know.
Real doves would be a huge disappointment.
Absolutely.
So we asked if we could do the last part over again. So I said, you may kiss the bride. He kisses the bride. Doves! Doves don't fly on cue. So his son goes over and just starts kicking the boxes. Doves scatter everywhere. They fly around. And I look, I go, that was great, John. He goes, nope, they were supposed to do a loop and come back. Otherwise, I lose $300. Fare thee well, doves. Fare thee well.
And
off
back.
They went.
Well,
I'm happy for the doves.
Yeah.
They're free.
Yes.
They're free.
They're like, screw your
deposit.
Well,
they were free to John, but they're free in the wild. 280-1025, strangest thing you've seen at a wedding. Emily from Des Moines now. All right, Emily, what happened?
So, one of my childhood friends was getting married, and but she was a huge New Kids on the Block fan. And so after the wedding, at the reception, her family thought it would be, funny, a good idea to do, a New Kids on the Block table. And so they had all these little place cards for all the members and had all her, memorabilia. And her brother even went as far as getting a cardboard cutout of Donnie.
That's weird.
It's so weird.
And so no one sat at that?
No one, sat at the table.
No?
They just, took photos of it. It was really strange.
Yeah,
that is bizarre.
It is very weird, but it would be a fun photo op. I mean, I'd be taking pictures. Look at this.
Yeah.
Can't believe it. Yeah. How weird is this?
Uh-huh.
You'd have to explain it.
I would be embarrassed.
Yeah, you'd have to explain it to everybody that you were showing pictures to, right? They would be like, I don't get it. Right?
Yeah.
I hope the caterer brought over food for the plate, the table too, and just left it and be like, are you done with the salad nobody wants? We'll take it back.
That's funny. All right. Thanks, Emily. You have a good day. Sean on the phone in Des Moines. All right, Sean, what did you see?
This one time I went down to Mexico for a wedding, and apparently, one of the customs is, everyone takes out their gifts and dances with it. I didn't know this, so I was... That was, first of all...
Wait a minute. Hang on a second. You said they take out their gifts and dance with them?
Yeah. No matter what the gift is, everyone has to take out the gift, even if it's, a frying pan, which I remember somebody was dancing with a frying pan. Even if it's something like that, they have to dance with it for, a whole song.
I want to see this.
I remember this one guy had one of those, KitchenAid... red mixer things, the huge one, and he was struggling with it. It's the funniest thing in the world.
Yeah, those are heavy.
They are heavy.
I can barely carry mine just to the counter.
Some guy was dancing with a broom. Some guy was dancing with a toy cat. It was weird.
That is funny. Yeah, I wouldn't know what to think.
That's why I just bring a card.
Yeah.
Hey, thanks for calling. We appreciate it. Take
no
care,
problem.
Sean. Bye-bye. Chelsea on the phone now from Carol. So, strangest thing you saw at a wedding, Chelsea?
So, the candle went out that you light the unity candle with. So, the groom pulled out his lighter and relit it.
Sure.
I mean.
Thank you, Chelsea. Take care.
Yes.
All right, Cody on the phone from Carlisle. All right, Cody. So, what happened?
Yeah. So, it wasn't... that like nuts, but it was just very odd. It was a cousin's wedding, and it was her grandpa on the other side. Mm-hmm. And he was just, he played spoons. I think it probably started with like Cotton Eye Joe. And then he never stopped the rest of the night. For like 2 hours, he took the DJ's microphone and just played spoons on his knee, like during Lil Jon and like Jason Derulo.
During Jason Derulo, you said?
Are you saying he played spoons? Like he had...
Yeah, he had two spoons that he took from, I don't know, the caterer, and he's sitting there literally just playing spoons on his knee. And he really thought everybody was into it. Like, it was kind of, I mean, it was interesting, I guess, for the first song, but then it was just... Yeah, sometimes you want to take away a drink from somebody at a wedding. We were ready to take away his spoon.
Right. Right.
That's hilarious. Thank you, Cody. Yeah. Have a good day. Take care.
Des Moines Hometown Show.
Ken, Colleen, and Kurt on Star 102.5.